Now, I'm sure you've heard of top music producer Tony Mantor, who's synonymous with Nashville. Well, he's now breaking records with his new podcast about autism. And he joins us now to tell us about it. Great to have you on the show, Tony.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So, what made you do this then? Did it come from personal experience?
No, actually, it came from a previous product that I did on Why Not Me, and it was in support of the first responders. So I did that, and then at the end of the project, like most projects, they last 4, 5, 6 months, and then you move on to the next one. So I finished up that project, and then I got a call from a lady that is a speech therapist for autistic children, asking me if I could do something like that for them. So I told them that I didn't know anything about autism, because I've got friends that have relatives that have autism, but they never talk about it. So I really didn't know much about it. I just thought that I might not be the right platform, you know, spokesman for them. But they liked what I was doing, so I re-recorded the song in a more adult contemporary pop version, and then I did a video on it with autistic and special needs people here in Nashville, and it just continued to grow, so a podcast just fell in line.
Well, it really has grown. As you say, Why Not Me, the World Autism Podcast, it ranks in the top 3% worldwide, with audiences in 21 countries and 140 cities. Do you know why it's done so well?
Well, I think the reason why that it's done so well is because I've got real people on it telling real stories of how they live with autism, how they discovered either they had autism or their children have autism, and it's a commonality that everybody shares that's in the autistic community. And I think that has resonated with real stories that people can relate to. So because of that, they're learning things from each other, and it's creating a small little community all within itself.
Yeah, people can learn a lot from other people, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, I've had so many people on this that I've recorded that are from all different parts of the world, all different parts of everyday life. And they've got the same story, but each story is so different from each other that someone might try this or they might try something else. And then if someone's hearing it, they might reach out and talk to them. I mean, I've had 3 or 4 people that I've had on my podcast tell me that they've interacted with each other and they're talking about their books or things they're doing. And it's really turned into a little community of itself.
Yeah, that's great news. And I think we're a lot better now at talking about these things, at sharing experiences, than we were, say, 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, autism wasn't really known at all. I mean, I had a person tell me that when she went to college for speech therapy, she was thinking about working with people with autism, and she only had one class in one semester for the whole course of while she was in the college that taught autism. So I think now we're becoming more aware. We're becoming a lot more willing to listen, and I think that's helping a lot.
Yeah, it's very hard to diagnose, isn't it, autism?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many different levels of it that it doesn't fall under one little category. I mean, that's why they say autism spectrum, because it's such a wide spectrum of different ways that people act. I mean, some are nonverbal, some are verbal, some can get a little aggressive, some are very, very recluse. I mean, it just affects every person so completely differently.
Yeah. And I was reading with the, from your podcast, the Project Help Foundation, it says that males are 4 times as likely to be diagnosed than females, which I found quite strange.
Well, actually, I'm at my first podcast episode in September is going to kind of tackle that subject. And actually, it's going to go one step farther, which a lot of people don't like to talk about. But females they're 1 in 4 is diagnosed. But what the underlying situation is that people don't realize, there's probably more than that 1 in 4, but females are so very good at masking it and hiding it because they want to take and fit in a little bit better. They want to be more social. And that can lead to depression and sometimes suicide. So I've got Dr. Rachel Mosley out of London that's going to be on my podcast, and it's going to be September 6th. And we are going to discuss that and how women and how they interact with society, how they have their issues, how they mask them, how they address them. And because of that, sometimes women are actually diagnosed later in life. So it's a completely dynamic for the females.
Yeah, indeed. And have you found out from listening, from interviewing people and doing your podcast, that even though there's no cure, people are giving tips on how to manage it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the one thing I think that people have to realize about autism is they all look like us. You know, they're not visually different. You know, it's their mind that has different communications with their bodies. Like, they are just so, I mean, there are so many autistic people in the world that are just so brilliant. I mean, I've got a 16-year-old artist in South Africa that I'm interviewing, and he is just so good at what he does. I've got a 16-year-old girl out of Alabama here in the States, and she's sings and dances in pageantries, you know. So and like one guy brought up the fact that if it hadn't been for an autistic person, we wouldn't have iPhones, you know. So there are just so many people out there that are very, very brilliant at what they do, and they're autistic. It just affects everybody completely differently.
Yes, we can learn such a lot.
We can, because the stigma that comes with autism, unfortunately, is one that's Rain Man, you know, the Hollywood version. It's not that. There are so many levels and so many different situations that we need to be aware of, and it's just something that I added to my slogan because autism, every April has Autism Awareness and Acceptance Month. But my slogan for my podcast is Autism Awareness, Acceptance, and Understanding. Because I think that people need to understand more that they're really not that much different from us. It's just that they do things differently. That's all.
Yeah, indeed. That's a good point. Now, we mentioned in the introduction, and I'm sure everybody knows, that you are synonymous with Nashville and you're big in the music industry. Is this podcast taking up all of your time, or can we still hear about your talents?
Oh no, I've still got people that I'm working with on the music side. In September we're releasing a single on Donnie Most. He's the star of Happy Days, Ralph Mouth. Yeah. He's a great singer. He's got that Frank Sinatra, Bobby Darin style. He's very, very good. So I've been working on that project. I've got a couple other things that's coming up. So no, this podcast does take a lot of time in editing and just getting the people so that they feel comfortable and it comes off good. But I found a way to take and use my time so that I can do my podcast and still do my music and do what I love to do.
Excellent. We are also on this show interviewing Debbie Campbell in a few weeks' time, who I know you work with.
Yes.
Looking forward to that. Well, if people can find out more by going to tonymantle.com, that's the website, but we've also put this autism podcast on in our bookshop. So if people want to listen to it, you can go to tre.radio and click on the bookshop banner like you normally would for books. You say the next one's out the 6th of September, Tony?
Well, I've got one coming out next Wednesday. The interesting part about this podcast, I started it out thinking that it would be a good thing to do a couple of times a month. And then it grew so quickly and I got so much response from it that I've got so many people coming on now that I've actually, this month here, August, I turned it into a weekly program.
Great stuff. Well, I'll certainly be listening to the next one. Tony, it's been a pleasure to chat to you. Thank you for being on the show.
Yes, thanks. I really appreciate it.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.